Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Saturday, the 6th of August, 2023. Today's topic is, Don't Blame God. Our text today is taken from Ruth chapter 1 verses 16 through 22. Verse 16. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. Verse 19. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? Verse 22. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Key verse, Ruth chapter 1 verses 20 and 21. And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? Frustrated about the death of an elder sister, who battled long with cancer, a young man decided to quit attendance to his local church. His pastor sent several members and elders to encourage him to come back to the faith, but he refused and said, If God was truly loving and powerful, why would he allow cancer to take my dear sister? The young man evidently missed God's nature and character. Naomi had a similar mindset when she returned to her homeland after the death of her husband and two sons, while in the land of Moab. Her family had made a journey out of the promised land, into a strange country in search of greener pasture, in the wake of famine in the land of Judah. Naomi seemed to infer that God orchestrated her problems. Are you always blaming God for your problems? Or do you think He is actually to blame when you meet a misfortune? You should never blame or be angry with God, especially when the challenge you face derives from your own mistakes, bad decisions, or sins. God is to be feared, loved, praised, and worshipped, and not to be blamed. He knows better than you do. It is not godly to accuse Him in a decision you took without asking Him for guidance. Rather than blame God, we should appreciate that He always clears the mess caused by our wrong choices. Adversity in life should make us draw nearer to Him and cherish Him more. He is in control of every situation, especially when we entrust our lives to Him and allow Him to lead us in the right direction. Irrespective of our peculiar challenges, we should always remember that all things inevitably work together for the good of those who love, trust, and depend on God. fought for the day. Jesus is the answer to all life problems. The Bible in 1 year. Nehemiah chapters 5 to 7.